Well, I'm with Chad Brower, and I guess the first thing I have to ask is, you know, you're getting ready to, you have been doing a television show for Academy Sports, and going to be doing a little bit more of that here in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, that's my plan for all of 2007, and really right now we're going to, I agreed to do 26 episodes of Academy Outdoors that airs on the Outdoor Channel, and that's going to be a pretty busy schedule. I didn't realize how much time you had to invest into doing something like that, and I'm beginning to find out.
You know, you fished the Elite Series, of course, fished as a pro for a long, long time with your dad, and, you know, it's been a family business for a long, long time, but now all of a sudden in 2007 you're saying, hey, I'm going to step back and do some television.
Yeah, you know, we started, I guess I really started at the beginning of 2006 and the end of 2005 doing some of this for him, and it just kind of has progressed a little bit, and that's kind of what I was hoping for. Being gone that much last year on the Elite Series was a little bit hard family-wise, and I was looking for another option to maybe be home just a little bit more, and I think this is going to present an excellent opportunity for that.
We got a young man coming along, another Brower coming along that's a pretty good angler in his own right.
Yeah, he is. Colby, he's 12 now, and he fishes the Missouri Junior Federation, and I actually have more fun doing that than really any of the tournaments I fished last year, riding around watching the kids fish and kind of helping them out and going with him to his club tournaments and stuff. And he's in a pretty tough little club. He fishes with all the Hibden boys, and you know, there's several kids around the state that are pretty good anglers, and you can kind of notice how good the kids in Missouri have grown up fishing by the way they finish in their championships. You know, Payton Hibden won one I think 2 years ago, and last year FLW kids championship, the Missouri kids, I think both got second. So they it's a pretty tough little competition for them.
You know, Lake of the Ozarks, well known hotbed, you know, for bass fishing and that kind of stuff. Of course, you had your roots there, and a lot of kids down from that area. Of course, the Hibdens, as you mentioned earlier. But, you know, being time on the water, whether it's with dad or whatever, that's just great for kids to be involved. And you've seen that with Kobe at a very young age. I know Grandpa's got a little twinkle in his eye whenever he thinks about Kobe bass fishing. But it's also one of those things that, you know, it's good time spent on the water. They learn how to do some things, maybe discipline in school. Some of those kind of things can be enhanced with that.
Yeah, definitely. I know one of our bargaining chips for him to be able to participate is his grades have got to be up, and he likes to do it enough where he takes that pretty seriously, and he's done a good job at that. And you know, just speaking from personal experience, I remember a lot of the times that I went with Dad when I was a kid more so than I do the tournaments that I fish now, and so I'm hoping that he'll have the same memories when he grows up.
You know, Chad, I met you at the first Superstars tournament many, many years ago, and you told me at that time you were still going to school. I think you were a junior in college. You said, when I get done with this, I'm going to do this full-time. Well, you've since done that, and now you're kind of going to go back and maybe not do it full-time for a little while, but you can always come back. You're very young at 34.
Yeah, I figure if I can step back and do some TV stuff for a while, I'll still dabble in tournaments for the next few years and you know, keep my name out there and try to keep requalified. If I, you know, choose to get back into the elites in a couple years, I wouldn't mind doing that. But I figure there's always going to be tournaments around to fish, and there's very few opportunities that come around like this. And when you get a chance to get paid to go hunting and fishing, you can't pass up an opportunity like that.
Let's talk about Academy Sports a little bit. You know, maybe some of the listeners don't know exactly about Academy Sports because they're regionalized to a certain extent. Now they're expanding, and you're starting to see a lot more of them. But tell me a little bit about them and their business model, some of that kind of stuff.
Well, Academy Sports and Outdoors is it's a retail chain that is based out of Katy, Texas, and a majority of their stores are in Texas, but they're expanding around the Gulf Coast, up into Missouri, up around Nashville, into Georgia. So they're kind of moving north and east a little bit, but their base consumers are in the southeast, and they have a pretty large outdoor section, which to me, not having been from Texas, but go down there and fish some tournaments, have been exposed to them a few times before I put this deal together, and they carry some of the products that you know, even the top level guys go out and want to buy. I mean, it's they carry stuff from the guys who go to fish the Classic to the guys who go out one time a month and fish everything that you need. And one of the neat things about the show that we're doing is we involve Academy employees with the show. We'll bring on pretty much every show an employee out of a particular store that's considered an expert in that field. We got bass fishing guys that work in the outdoor department. I just got done doing an elk hunt with a guy out of Waco, Texas, and that has pretty good experience elk hunting. So it was, you know, it's a neat deal, and it's neat to actually work with guys and gals out of the store and see, man, this is what people actually do, and it's kind of fun to let them come out and do it with me and make a TV show out of it.
Well, I guess after talking to you and after thinking about this a little bit, I understand, not wanting to go out and fish the Elite Series. I mean, you got the best of all worlds there. And the other thing that's neat about it, I mean, you can still go back, of course, if you ever want to do that, but you're getting to do exactly what you love to do. I mean, you're a biology guy, from college, a fisheries biologist, and you're getting to do exactly what you love to do. How do you beat that? Plus, you get to be home once in a while.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream job opportunity, and it's not so much a situation that I wouldn't want to go fish the Elite Series. I know there's going to be times next year that I'll probably wish I was there at a tournament, thinking, if I was there, I'd be probably catching them pretty good. But this is, when you fish an Elite Series type schedule, you don't have the chance to go hunting quite as much as you want to, because you're busy getting prepared for the next season, and you miss out on all the home activities. And this opportunity is going to give me a chance to do both of those.
Chad, you look back. I mean, of course, I know you're a flipper and a pitcher just like your dad, but you're also pretty versatile. And, Lake of the Ozarks has probably helped you a lot with that and growing up in that environment. But, everybody thinks, well, if it's a Brower, it's like Tommy Martin, little flipping Brower, we got him in there. But in reality, you're very, very versatile as an angler.
Well, you have to be to fish at the Elite Series level. If I remember before I got started, Dad told me, if you want to win an event, you have to really excel at one particular technique, and for me, that's jig fishing. But to make the classic and stay qualified every year, you have to be good at everything. And all of us have our weaknesses that we try to work on every year, and we all have our confidence baits that we fall back on. But you have to literally be proficient at everything to compete with these guys, because everybody else can do it.
I get a big kick out of it. I think the years that you went to the Classic, there was one common year, I think, in there that you and your dad both went, but you'd go and then he'd go, and then you'd go, then he'd go. But you had a couple times when you went together.
Yeah, fortunately, the first time I made it was in '98 when Dad won the Classic, and that was a neat event in a couple aspects. One, just to get to see him win after all the times I'd been pre-fishing with him as a kid for the Classic, and another one was after we pre-fished, both of us were out there, and we both thought that I stood the best chance of winning, and the stuff that I was doing just kind of fell apart, and it was like every fish in the lake swam to where he wanted to fish.
That's not what'll happen, but it's, it stays in the family, Chad. You can hit him up for some of that dough, once in a while, too.
Yeah, he gave me $5 or $10 off that just for a couple of the assists I made along the way. But, I know he would probably rather seen me win it, but, I'm just the opposite. I'm just as happy to see him win it as me.
Well, good luck this next upcoming year, and I'll be watching for you on Academy Sports Outdoors, and I'll be out there thinking about you as you're out there on the Elite Series, waiting there at home, wishing you were out there fishing.
Oh, I will definitely be out there on the Outdoor Channel, and hopefully we'll get to kill a few big deer and some ducks and stuff yet this fall.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.